Oh yeah, real lifers, citizens of the world, welcome to the Real Life Global Movement, where our mission is to inspire, empower, and connect the world through English.
We believe that English should be a fun and enriching part of your life that you can practice and enjoy whenever and wherever you want. Are you tired of boring lessons that suck the life out of your learning? Are you ready to step up your game and become a kick-ass English speaker?
Well, we're here to guide and inspire you on your journey to true lifelong fluency. It's time to stop just learning English and start living it. Can I get an aw yeah? Aw
yeah! Aw yeah! Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from all across different ponds of the world, this is Ethan from Real Life English, where we believe that listening to podcasts is a fun, natural, effective, or
rockin'
way to learn English. So download this podcast and listen to us while you're riding the bus, in line at the supermarket, wrangling a big old snapper, or even
running a marathon.
Oh yeah. I'm joined here in the Cross Atlantic studio, as always, by the man who acted in the Star Wars movies as the Force, Justin Murray.
Oh yeah, that was a really fun role to play. And I hope you guys have the Force with you in your ears.
May the Force be with you. I think that's a great point to start off from, talking about the Force, because we're talking about something maybe a bit more realistic than the Force, but kind of similar. Today, we're talking all about mindset and how it can be a very powerful and sometimes almost magical seeming force for, you know, your fluency or for any other big goals you have in life.
Yes, indeed. The world conspires to help you achieve your goals. So I'm really looking forward to this podcast today. So let's do this.
So what's today's kick-ass quote, as long as we're on this topic?
So this is from Napoleon Hill, the author of the book that we're going to talk about today, Think and Grow Rich. Whatever the mind of man can conceive and believe it can achieve. Oh, yeah. So what does that mean, Ethan?
So it sounds rather nice because we've got all the rhymes, conceive, believe, achieve. But basically what this means is that basically anything that you can imagine in your mind's eye that you can like truly visualize, which we're going to talk about today, and that you really believe in yourself, you really have that self-confidence, you can make it possible. You can make it real. That's what today's conversation is going to be all about. Napoleon Hill, for this book that we're talking about, Think and Grow Rich, he interviewed, I mean, this was back in what year was it?
I think it was like the early 1900s, like maybe 1910 or something, 1915 that he wrote the book. And this is actually something that has really influenced the real life way, like the step about determination as well. And this idea of desire, vision, and discipline. He talks about all three of those things in that book. And this has been really verified by a lot of the science of success, performance psychology, positive psychology, that you can read about today. So this is, a lot of people consider it the first ever self-help book, in three quotations, between quotes.
Yeah, so for sure. And if you want more on that subject, go back to episode 151, which is the first step in the real life way, where we talked a bit more broadly about these ideas. If you haven't listened to that one yet, it is terrific. Before we get too much into the subject, let's jump in today's shout outs.
Okay, to start off, we have a shout out for a Fluency Circle member who sent us a really nice message about the course, the Fluent with Friends course that she is doing, and she seems to be making some nice progress already after even just a few weeks. So this is from Tata. So she says, I'm so happy that I found you guys and your awesome program. I love the Friends series, and it was one of my favorite series. I watched them several times just because I feel relaxed, and it helped me to laugh, even on my not very happy days. I did not have any intention to learn English, so I was just enjoying it, even if I wasn't catching all the words or cultural references. Now I can fully understand it, which is amazing. Aw, yeah. Well, aw, yeah, Tata. That was really awesome to hear that you're having success with that course and that you're enjoying Friends on a completely new level. So keep up the great work and keep inspiring us and other people.
That's awesome. And what is the Fluent with Friends course, just in case some listeners are new and they haven't heard of it before?
Well, the Fluent with Friends course is a 48-week fluency journey using the Friends TV series to teach you native speech, connected speech, idioms, vocabulary, slang, lots of really great cultural aspects of language so you can really, really immerse yourself in American culture and have fun laughing, learning, and take your English to a new level in a much more organic way.
Yeah, and if you want to get a taste of this, I will post a link where you can join a 3-part course, mini course, where we take you through the whole methodology with Fluent with Friends, so you can get a little sample of what that experience is like. The show notes for this, where you can also find all of the vocabulary we talk about today and all of the links and references, will be at reallifeglobal.com/growfluent. All is one word, GROWFLUENT. And I have one more shout out also from another member of the Fluency Circle who is also using the Fluent with Friends course, Agnieszka from Poland. And she, just a quick shout out that she just did this last weekend a half marathon in her city. And she said she listened to our podcast. It helped her get through the entire 21 kilometers of that half marathon. She was had her earbuds in and was not only, you know, exerting herself, reaching a big goal of hers, but also learning some English. So she said that it was even too short for her when she had 12 kilometers left and she finished the first one. So, yeah, Agnieszka, we love seeing your participation in the Fluency Circle. You bring a lot more brightness and light to that group.
So what's the Fluency Circle, Ethan, really quickly?
Oh, yeah. So we talked about Fluent with Friends course. So if you join the Fluent with Friends course, you also get access to our exclusive community of learners from every corner of the world. It's really awesome. We have people in there from Brazil, from Poland, from Taiwan, from Russia, from Spain, and pretty much any other country you can really think about. And it's just always buzzing with really positive people sharing maybe different news or different vibes or sharing different techniques for learning English, different opinions, culture. So if you're wanting to actually be able to connect with people from around the world and put your English to use, that is a great resource that comes along with all of our courses.
And speaking of the real life way, this is actually really important for that fifth and final step. You know, to realize your full potential, not only as an English learner, but as a human being and connecting to that world beyond borders, that global consciousness and community where you realize that no matter what divides us, what unites us is far greater. And you definitely see that. You realize that you feel it in the Fluency Circle. There's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. So let's jump in to today's dynamic conversation. We're going to really fire you guys up with your English, help you to get a burning desire for learning English, help you clarify why you're learning, and to cultivate the belief and the self-confidence that you need to be successful.
And even more than that, the action, the planning, the action, the taking the steps that you need to realize your potential as an English learner, true lifelong fluency. And we're here to help you do that.
Yeah. Put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money where your mouth is. What does that mean?
Put your money where your mouth is. It means that like when you say you're going to do something, someone could say, put your money where your mouth is. So don't just say it, actually take the action. Actually, in this case, it would be actually put down some money or put down a bet or something like that, that you're going to do it. But you can use this really for anything. So if someone says, I'm going to become a fluent English learner, then, you know, we could say, well, put your money where your mouth is. What's your plan to do that? And we're going to help you with that a bit today.
All right. This is a book that we talked about before. I mentioned the word kind of it's a self-help book. Think and Grow Rich. So do we want to really be self-help English? Is that what we're doing, Ethan? Mr. V, can you explain what self-help is, first of all?
No, I think we just talked about this in a recent podcast, and it can sound like a little, we might say like a little woo-woo or a little bit airy-fairy. Those are a couple expressions we could use where people hear it. It's one of those buzzwords that you hear, and a red flag goes up, and you think like, oh, self-help, I don't want anything to do with those kind of crazy hippies that are, you know, wanting to do some sort of magical change in their life or anything. That's not what we're about. All this stuff works. It's been scientifically proven. And I like the word self-development more than self-help because it sounds like you're actually doing the work to build some structure in your life to really bring real change and improvements.
Yeah, I think self-help is definitely like the fluffy non-content or non-sustainable side of this, whereas self-development is like applying science, applying action, and it's been proven to work. So this is definitely self-development. And so moving into the book, Ethan, what's the first component of think and grow fluent that we need to talk about if we are really going to think and grow fluent?
The first thing that he talks about in this book is cultivating a burning desire to learn, which we mentioned before. Also, if you listen to the first step of The Real Life Way, episode 151, this might sound a little bit familiar. So it's basically having that motivation, that intensity towards your big goal for learning or your big goal for fluency that is going to drive you through the failures, through the mistakes, through the most difficult times, through, you know, even if people are laughing at you, even if you can't find someone to practice with all the time, it's going to push you through some of that loneliness and all those difficult times that you're going to need that mindset in order to, and that motivation in order to overcome that and ultimately be successful, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is your why, connecting to that deep, embodied, really felt emotional connection that's going to be your engine. The entire process. It's going to be your engine for when you have those difficult moments, even when you don't want to do it, it'll help you do it because you know this is what you want. You know it's something that is good for you that you've decided. And one way to do this is actually, we've mentioned this before, Ethan was talking about the 5-why exercise, like, you know, why are you doing it? And going deeper, peeling off layer by layer of why, of your purpose. Another way.
What do you mean when you say peeling off?
To peel off, like you peel off an onion. Right?
Yeah, the different layers.
Yeah. So a peel of an orange, for example, is the outer layer, right? The orange peel. When you peel it, you take it off and the whole layer comes off.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So kind of the idea here is like an onion, you know, you peel it off and each layer until you have pretty much that center, which is nothing in this case, but it becomes more and more like essential with each case.
Yeah. I liked another way I kind of heard this described by someone else is that it should be so intense that you feel like a person whose hair is on fire searching for water, searching for a lake or something to help put the fire out on top of their head. So that's how intense and burning that desire should really be.
I think this is from Rumi, actually. Rumi is the famous Sufi poet, the mystical level of Islam from the 13th century in Afghanistan. He's talking about this as like your purpose for waking up, for kind of spiritual development. But I really like that quote too. So one of the main things that this book talks about that we kind of talked about in the first step of The Real Life Way, determination, is your definite chief aim. He talks about this as like really clarifying like what you want to do, by when, and to write that down. And to write it down in a statement that you can read every morning, that you can read every night. So you're really burning that into your consciousness, into your mindset. And it really starts to take root in your mind, in your unconscious thinking, and transform the way that you do things.
Yeah. And like I had said, I think it was also in episode 151, the first step of The Real Life Way, that with all my students, I do this. I have them actually spend some time reflecting on this to do that exercise that they keep asking why until they can get an answer that is just because. They can't answer the question why with anything but just because. And then I have them take that, write it down, and put it somewhere where they'll see it every day, preferably a few times a day, to push them, to motivate them so that they won't give up in those tough times.
Yeah, I'll say just a little personal piece of information. This is actually something I do with Real Life English because this is a really important goal, you know, creating this world beyond borders. And this whole idea of like inspiring, empowering, and connecting, you know, those three promises. This is actually my definite chief aim that I write every day. Writing those same words every single day is what I really want to offer the world. And, you know, that statement is how I burn that into my own unconscious.
Nice. And we can do it. Create a world beyond borders. Let's do it. What's the next part of this, J-Man?
So you have your burning desire. And this is what we talk about in that the three pillars of determination. And another pillar of that determination is having a vision, having a clarity of purpose. So when you put it into words, it becomes a lot more clear like what that purpose is for you. And it's much easier for that to come to you rather than just having like a vague, intense feeling. It's actually something that you've written into words. It's clear. You can connect it in kind of a logical way to other aspects of your life as well.
Okay. I think a lot of it kind of can come down to how you set up your life, how you kind of set up your own identity even.
In some sense, when you start doing the things that you need to do, building those habits, you kind of start thinking of yourself as a person that would do that. And, you know, repeating that definite chief aim or having that desire, having that clarity of purpose, having it like so clear in your mind, your identity shifts. And it's much easier to shift your habits. As a fluent English speaker, it's like, are you the type of person that uses English every day? you start thinking of yourself as that. You start taking the actions.
And I think that can be kind of difficult. And something good to think about here, I really like from like Amy Cuddy, is she says, which we've talked in like, I think ad nauseum about that TED talk.
Wait, ad nauseum?
Ad nauseum means, it comes from Latin, and it's like to the point of nausea. So almost you talk about something so much that you almost get sick of hearing it.
But who? Sorry?
By Amy Cuddy.
Who's Amy Cuddy? I don't know her.
Justin has mentioned this a lot on the podcast. She has a really amazing TED talk. If you haven't seen it, I'll post it in the show notes at reallifeglobal.com/growfluent. But she talks about this idea of fake it until you make it. So, you know, if it's hard for you to think about like, well, how can I be the kind of person that is fluent? How can I do that, you know, if I'm not actually fluent now? It's like, well, you need to start faking it until you actually are that person. So try to actually reflect on like, well, if I were a fluent speaker, what would my life look like? I would probably, you know, I probably would maybe instead of reading, say like you're Brazilian, you'd probably be like, well, in the morning, instead of reading the paper in Portuguese, I would probably read the paper in English. And I probably, instead of watching my favorite TV shows with Portuguese subtitles, I probably would just watch them in English, maybe with English subtitles. And I probably would have a lot of friends that I could speak English with or WhatsApp in English with. And so you start just coming up with just by this simple kind of game of thinking, and maybe you'll even do it with a piece of paper and be writing this down. You can start to think of that and then just start doing it. You know, start acting as if you were that person that is a fluent English speaker.
And I really think an important thing about imagining yourself as that fluent speaker is you really have to believe in yourself. This is another component of the book, Think and Grow Rich, the importance of having an unwavering belief or faith in yourself. What does unwavering mean, Ethan?
Unwavering means that it's very stable. It can't be like shooken or shaken.
Shaken.
So like you're saying like having that really, really stable belief that like no one or nothing that happens to you can knock down, right?
Yeah. And also it's like even if you're a beginner, just knowing that you can do it, that you can be a fluent English speaker. And if you have this voice in your head that says, oh, you're not good enough, you're not a good language learner, just not believing that, not for a moment. Well, I guess we all have self-doubts and stuff, but really having the belief in yourself is like just much stronger and cultivating that belief.
Yeah. I think a good metaphor is always like thinking about climbing a mountain, and you can kind of like imagine you want to get to the top of that mountain, but it's like you're hiking up it and you can always only see like what's the next part. You can get to the next part, but then there's like another part, and then you get to the next thing where you think is maybe the top, but then there's another part. So it's kind of like, if you don't give up, though, if you're persistent through all of the difficulties, through all the failures, eventually you're going to get to the top.
Yeah. And so it's part of it's like seeing it as a process that has different stages, right? And then part of it is just recognizing that even the current stage you're at is just a part of the bigger picture and seeing like, okay, well, I'm just a beginner now, but one day I will be on that mountaintop.
Yeah, exactly. And so then like once they kind of have that mindset, or at least they're ready to see themselves as a fluent speaker, what would they do next?
Well, we talked a lot about mindset, belief, really having that burning desire. So this is something that you take care of inside of your own head, inside of your own mind. But now you need to step out into the world and take action. Step towards your dream or your goal. And this has a very powerful effect in the world because you just start moving forward. You start orchestrating the events, the things, the people, the things that are going to benefit you to reach that goal.
Yeah. So it's pretty much like you have to actually take action immediately, right? It's kind of like Nike says it, just do it. Because if you think about it too much, if you think too much about, oh, I'd really like to do that someday. If you're always thinking someday, then it's like you're never actually going to do it. So just do it now. Do like the minimal thing, that the minimal effort even that you have to do to get started on it.
But sometimes that's actually like planning, like sitting down and be like, how could I study English? Where would I study English? Planning your life, because a lot of times your life won't support it. And if you go out and just act without having like a good plan, then you'll end up where you started.
Yeah. I think sometimes a really good thing to do can be to either sign up maybe with like a teacher or a class or for like an online course or anything like that, that actually is going to force you every week that you have to be there to meet with the teacher, or you have to be there to every week to do the course, or you receive the course every week. And, you know, then you're kind of just getting these constant reminders, and maybe you even have someone else who's holding you accountable. And that kind of gives you the infrastructure and the support that you need to be doing it at least every single week, hopefully more than that.
Yeah. And I think there is definitely as well this comparison of your belief, like really believing in it, wishing something, desiring something, and then taking action. So motivation versus action. And a lot of times people think that you need to be motivated first in order to act. But a lot of times when you act, that actually creates your motivation. So it's important to take those steps and then come back and cultivate that motivation in kind of a different way.
Yeah. That's the problem with saying, I don't feel like it, because, you know, you get in the habit of saying, I don't feel like it. And eventually, you know, I mean, you're never going to feel like it. So it's like, you just have to do it now, even though you don't feel like it.
I think one helpful concept here is like baby steps. So baby steps, we kind of use this in a way of like just very small steps. And so maybe you come home from work and you're tired and you don't want to study English because you think like, oh, I have to study for an hour. But instead of studying for an hour, thinking that you need to study for an hour, just open the book or just, you know, push play on the audio or the video that you're watching. So just start. And even if you only study for 5 minutes, it's much, much better to start the action and do a little bit than totally abandon it, because this keeps you going and keeps giving you momentum. And a lot of times that baby step, that small step, once you start, you realize that motivation is there. It's just you needed to sort of activate it and take that first most difficult step.
I know. I really like how Tim Ferriss, who we are both big fans of, we both kind of like look up to him as a role model. Really like listening to his podcast. I recently saw a video where he was talking about that if you want to develop a new habit, that you should really try to create the very minimal step that you have to do to create that habit. So he gives an example of if you want to take better care of your teeth, so you're going to start flossing. You don't have to start thinking like, oh, I have to floss all my teeth. It's kind of annoying. But just like floss one tooth. Start up by just flossing one tooth. And then what he says is that probably what's going to happen is you do that very minimal thing of flossing one tooth. And then you're like, well, I'm just going to do them all now that I have the floss out. So it's kind of like figuring out what is that very smallest thing that I could do. Like Justin said, opening my book, or maybe I'm going to just study a couple of flashcards in Anki, or I'm just going to watch 5 minutes of this TV series with subtitles in English, even if I won't understand very much of it. And just doing that very little thing that's going to at least help set up the habit, and that habit will lead you to being successful.
Yeah. So power of habit, this is something we've talked about in the past, and we should definitely do a podcast on this, just focus on this, because it's a pretty incredible thing once you start working with your habits and building those. But another really important aspect of this Think and Grow Fluent, of this book, Think and Grow Rich as well, is the idea of organized thought and planning. So you're acting, you believe in yourself, you're moving towards it, but it's important to step back and analyze your process, to develop some self-awareness, to reflect what's working, what's not working, what could you try, and to really understand like what's unique about your individual learning process. And so you can constantly make adjustments. And the more that you can do this, the better you become at guiding your own process, the more self-directed you become in your learning.
Yeah. What I tell my students actually is like, since I send them assignments every week after we have our weekly coaching session, is to actually sit down as soon as they get that email and to think about, or maybe put on their calendar, their agenda, if they have one, when are they going to do each of the things that I sent them? And for you, even if you don't have a coach or a teacher or anything like that, you can still think about what are the different exercises or activities that I want to do to improve my English, and every week trying to sit down and think of precisely when can you fit that into your schedule. And, you know, as we were talking about minimum action, maybe that's 5 minutes here and there. So I'm going to listen to the podcast when I'm driving to work. I'm going to do 5 minutes of studying vocabulary on my coffee break, and just trying to fit it in throughout your day. And when you do that, it really adds up. Like Justin said, the planning can make such a huge difference in your overall process and your overall success.
Yeah, it's actually really, really important to plan. And there's a lot of psychological research that shows that if you stop and think about and plan when you're going to do something, you're already making the decision in your mind that you're going to do it at that moment. So when that moment comes, you're almost like programming yourself automatically to do it. And so you don't face resistance. You don't need to think about it and decide if you're going to do it. So there's a lot of really great benefits to planning your week just in general. you can say this about your English learning in your life. I think one good way, like what I like to do, and I think you do similar things, Ethan, is look at your week and just plan when you're going to do stuff your entire life. And then on a day-by-day basis, you can go and sort of make adjustments and prioritize. You know, you're planning your life, you're planning your English into your life. So that's really important.
For sure. And so what's next? What's the next step in this process?
Well, another really big inspirational point from this book that really hit home with, I think it hit home with you and it hit home with me. What does hit home mean, Ethan?
Hit home means that you can relate to it a lot. It's very, something really resonates with your personal life.
Yeah, is the idea of persistence. And again, like you're going to go through, you start doing something, you're motivated, you have a plan, you act, you start moving towards that goal, you start, you know, building your life around that, you start think, you know, you organize your thoughts and your plans around it, but you always hit low moments, difficult moments where you're not so motivated. So the idea of persisting, and when you fail in those moments, when you fail, when you realize something's not working, to step back and look at it and see, you know, what's a different strategy you can take. But something else that you can try in order to create the success that you want. Because usually it's not a straight path from your desire to success. You have to try a lot of different stuff.
Exactly. And it's kind of having that very experimental mindset that we've talked about in a lot of other podcasts. Basically, in this, if you have your plan, you can possibly write it out. It's very good to like have something written out. And actually, psychologically, they've done different studies that if you write out a plan and then you sign your name to it, you're much more likely to actually follow through with it. So that can be another really good idea, and possibly put it somewhere where you'll actually see it. So put it on your fridge or on your notebook or at work or somewhere where you'll constantly look at it, and you can tweak it, you can write on it, you can edit it when you do have those failures.
Yeah. But with regards to just persistence, one other aspect of this that in the work of Anders Ericsson, and he writes a lot about this idea of deliberate practice and, you know, how the best performers succeed in what they're doing. A lot of times there is sort of a journey or a path to expertise. And so a lot of times it's like, you know, you go through step A, B, C, D until you sort of succeed. But a lot of times you don't know that. You don't know how to really overcome or move past certain obstacles. And so if you have a coach or somebody to help you, they can help you past those. But they help you in the way that they've learned. And a lot of times you go through struggling yourself. So you might discover new ways about going about. You might innovate upon your own process and create a new way of doing things. So it's kind of a balance between being told what to do by your teacher, your coach, or somebody, or you just learning what works best for you, which you can't really export or give to a teacher. It's your own responsibility.
Sweet. And I think there's just one last step in this. What is that one?
So as you're going through this process, as you're, you know, gaining expertise, as you're developing your skills, it's a lot of times an individual process, but in English especially, it's a collective process. And I think this is, you know, any process that you go through, it's really working together with other people. And in the book, Think and Grow Rich, they talk about mastermind, the mastermind principle. Can you explain that, Ethan?
So mastermind, you can kind of think of these two words together, master and mind. This is basically like the idea that when two people come together, that the two minds together kind of create what is called like a third mind. The ideas, the plans and stuff that you can create on your own aren't nearly as powerful as the ideas and plans that you can have when you put together the ideas and plans of someone else, and completely new things are born out of that. And so the idea here is that, you know, basically you would get support through your learning. You would not do it just always completely on your own. Although, you know, it can be really good if you've gotten that determination and you're taking action on all of this. But at the next step that will really help you is if you can actually join some sort of community, or you can find some other friends that are also learning and, you know, work together, support each other, hold each other accountable. There's a really great quote that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So this is also true probably with your English. It's going to be very difficult to be successful if all the people you're hanging around with are not interested in learning English. They're all just speak your native tongue. Then, you know, you're going to have a lot more challenges.
Yeah, and this is true in the sense of just having good examples, good role models to sort of guide you and help you, but also people to support you, make you feel like like what you're doing is important, and to remind you of that why. People that share your purpose, the people that share your desire, it's much easier to keep that and to build on that and to be successful.
Most definitely. And that said, is there anything else you wanted to add to this before we wrap up on this idea of Think and Grow Fluent?
Yeah, just reflecting upon the idea of this, you know, determination. This really comes back to what we started the Real Life Way with, this idea of like having the sufficient desire, having a vision, and having the discipline to take action on your goals and to really focus on those three aspects. And if you can do that, you're going to have a great chance of being successful as you go along.
Awesome. That said, I think this has been a pretty powerful podcast. I hope that you will actually take these tips seriously. If you liked them, if you enjoyed them, I would highly recommend going out and getting that book, Think and Grow Rich. It's a classic. It's filled with a lot of powerful ideas, you know, even probably like 100 years later. I'm not sure exactly when it was published, but definitely go check that out. Learn more about the book. And we want to talk a lot more, go into a lot more depth with some of these ideas in the future.
Oh, yeah.
Let's 1, 2, 3. Oh, yeah. These guys out of here. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah.